And I'm a son of this house as well. So I attend the main service because I'm obviously too old to come here. I'd get like, they'd be like, hey, Wena, what do you want? Get out, this is youth. Leave. Encounter downstairs, you know? I want to ask you guys, okay, have you guys been enjoying the Disciple series? So if I may ask you guys, okay, so let's name the qualities of a disciple. Okay, let's name them. All right, number one. Okay, so word-based, Christ-centered, yes. Prayer-filled, mission-minded, let's go. Socially responsible, 7. Mission-empowered, did you say mission-empowered? Spirit-empowered, 1 more. Leadership, oh man, guys, I'm grateful to witness y'all's excitement having, you know, mentioning these qualities that a disciple should have, because it's something that we all have, right? We all have it. So when you're at school, when you're with your friends, listening to music, playing sports, or you're just hanging out with your friends, or whatever that it is, when you're at church, when you're with family, these 8 qualities, they are in you. It's not something that you're like, oh my gosh, oh, I need a 3-year degree, and then afterwards I need to go do a master's and what. No, it's in you, automatically in you. Okay, right. So I rap, I do poetry, and I express myself a lot through writing. Okay, so can I share that with you guys? Okay, so sometimes I'm going to get in your face because it's an intimate space. Is it okay? Even if I'm like here. Okay, all right. So I mean, one of the qualities that a disciple has is to be mission-based, right? So, I mean, I wrote something on the mission and the gospel, or rather the mission that has been given to us, which is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know? And I wrote something for us young people. Okay. So I mean, being word-based, what does it mean? So wait, let's go here. So Psalm 119 verses 9 says that when a young man is to live a pure life, how can they live that pure life? By according to the word. So the word is priority. Okay, right. But in Acts 1:9, it says that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you'll be a witness. Right, and you'll receive power. And then you'll go, pa, 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 Johannesburg, Pretoria, P.E. Okay, and we will go to the ends of the world, right? And then we'll proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the mission, okay? So listen, okay? We are the daily devoted. We are God's people. Yes, in the Bible, it is quoted. He put his power in our hands, so yes, our hands are loaded. Our hands, machine guns to fight against those Satan devoted. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, you should know it. The word planted a seed in us, so yeah, you should grow it. God gave us a mission, so it's info, we should upload it so the outcome of salvation can reach those who do not know it. We are fully committed to define right from wrong. Devoted to his mission so others can sing his songs through his mission. His will be done as he longed, then his longing will find a shower of blessings from the break of dawn. We ought to be like Jesus. Prove that his blood opens all doors to those skeptical, those that don't believe us. We breathe of God. We want all to breathe with us. Let God do his CPR to revive those that dislike us. If you ever felt God working in your life, you should know that you are part of God's army mission to multiply and grow. Put on your armor daily. Compared to us, Spartans are slow. We are beyond 300. The word is our arrow. The spirit is our bow. Okay. So that's, guys, that's a mission. Okay, so when we're going out there, we're going, it's war. Okay. They're gonna be truths, they're gonna be false truths, they're gonna be lies, they're gonna be things that are gonna try and demolish the truth of Jesus Christ. And we must be there like, yeah, look at bah! Like that. Okay. Have your shield, have your armor ready, have your words ready, and you must be steady. And it's good when you're a word-based disciple, you know how to speak the word. You know how to articulate. You know what to articulate, right? You know how to communicate the word so that another person can, you know, can receive it and they can relate with it, right? Okay, right. Okay, so because I'm a rapper, right? I want you guys say word. Say word, word. Right. So we're talking about the word right now. Okay. So I'm gonna say, if the word is a sword, best believe that I'm going to use it. You guys must say, I'm going to use it. Okay. Don't say, I'm going to use it. If you say, I'm going to use it, the beat is going to leave you behind. I'm gonna use it. No, you must say, I'm gonna use it. Forget the A. Forget the A. Okay, so if the word is a sword, best believe that I'm gonna use it. Okay, second sentence. Penetrates through the flesh and the spirit. This is how I use it. How I use it. Oh, you guys are the first group that got it, man. Yeah. Okay, so if the word is a sword, best believe that I'm gonna use it. Right. It penetrates through the flesh and the spirit. This is how I use it. Okay. I see the world has weapons out there, so they can prove this. They can prove this. Yes. Right. I see the world has weapons out there, so they can prove this. Yes. Yes. They can prove this. Won't work for a slayer and a lover like Ben and Cupid. Ben and Cupid. Ah, y'all got it. Okay. Right. So we're gonna drop the song. Okay. So this is going to be like, you know, the hip-hop. So you can bob your head, be like, yeah, man, this is the bomb. Where the disciples at? Where the disciples at? Where the disciples? Okay, here we go. Here we go. Are you guys ready? Don't let the beat leave you. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Look, yo, if the word is a sword, best believe that I'm going to use it. Yo, it penetrates through the flesh and the spirit. This is how I use it. Yo, I see the world has weapons out there so they can prove this. Yo, it won't work for a slayer and a lover like Ben and Cupid. Yo, the universe has never been worried about the heroes that exist to refine its flaws. Too many people try to speak on things we should ignore. Only God can speak on things that our minds can't ignore. Who is president? Who is leader to speak for all when questions keep rising cause people start to fall? Maybe they rise cause humanity can fall when the standard of being human is based on how quick you fall. Nowadays to survive you just gotta accept that you are human with a small capacity cause the work rate slows down when you can manipulate survival techniques that the Bible cannot translate to life. No, cause some things are missing. Now we gotta trust the priest that hears what's missing. Irresponsible presidents making decisions for nations. Here we go, second chorus, yo. And yo, if the word is a sword, best believe that I'm gonna use it. Yo, it penetrates through the flesh and the spirit. This is how I use it. Yo, I see the world has weapons out there so they can prove this. Yo, it won't work for a slayer and a lover like Ben and Cupid. And yo, now too many gods exist. Everyone has their own right to justify why they object to existence. Thought-provoking puzzles that can chainsaw the tree of the lamb. Now the blood of the lamb, who is God, is just an average idea of a man. Create your own God, they say you're better off. You're more vulnerable than Joseph when his cloak was off. But you won't know what we'll find out when our bodies are 12. Cause there are too many questions, no answers. Too many sections for people's opinions as answers. Believe what you believe, but let me tell you what I see. A cross covered in blood, everybody died to see. A life free from slavery. If the word is a sword, best believe I'm gonna use it. If the word is a sword, best believe I'm gonna use it. Okay, right, okay. So, okay, so that is word, guys, being word-based, okay. The word is a priority in our salvation, okay. It's the one thing that navigates us to God. It helps us walk with Jesus, okay. We cannot say that we are Christ-filled without the word. When you are filled with the word, what naturally comes out will be the word, right? The word, man. Okay, so like if we were to let me ask you guys something. Okay, on a scale from let me do this. Raise your hand if more than 60% of your day you spend it without God. Without God. Okay, yeah, honest people, guys, honest, hey. Listen, honest, having an honest heart, right? And if you can confidently say that more than 60% of your day you spend it with the Lord, raise your hand. Okay, so what is the common thing that everyone shares here? It's time, right? Time. So you need time to do things. There's a space that God has given us to do certain things, right? So if we are going to be disciples, there's time that is needed in that. So if we're going to be socially responsible, time. It means that you're going to be interacting with people. You're going to be giving. Giving needs that time, Okay, if you're going to be a church-connected disciple, it means you need time because you need to prioritize connecting with other fellow believers and young people who are walking with you in your salvation, you know? So I wrote a song on time. So I want you guys to say Carpe Diem. Say, say, Carpe Diem. Right, then give me a shoulder shrug. Give me a shoulder shrug. There we go. Right, so Carpe Diem is Latin for seize the day. Okay, if you guys did not know, it's seize the day, right? So when God made you, he seized that moment. How many of you guys believe that? He seized that moment. When God made Adam and Eve, he seized that day when he made Adam and Eve, right? So it is our responsibility to also be good stewards of our time as disciples. Yes? No? Right. So we can't be involving ourselves in things that have nothing to do with the discipleship and the leadership and the lordship of Jesus Christ. How many people? Right. Okay. So I wrote this because I felt like I wasn't using my time right. I want you guys to say askis. Okay. So I'm going to say this. Every single time I say, God, I feel your time is wasted in between you, just say askis. Okay. Ready? Okay. So God, I feel your time is wasted. Okay. Sometimes I feel my time is wasted. There we go. Like those times we all got wasted. I'm a 30 hope at 30 times not wasted. Right. And then we're going to say Carpe Diem. When we say Carpe Diem, you're going to hear voices going, that's when you must go, yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. So this is Carpe Diem. Okay. Yo. Yeah, you guys can turn up while you're sitting down. It's fine. I'm going to get in your faces. I'm going to be like, Carpe Diem. Yeah! Yo! Okay, you guys ready? Here we go, look. Yo, God, I feel your time is wasted. Yo, sometimes I feel my time I wasted. Yo, like those times we all got wasted. I'm a 30 hope, but 30 times not wasted. Yo, if I could buy time, I'd buy back all the times I feel I wasted. No time wasted, but sometimes I feel it was taken. Time flies, that's why sometimes I get irritated that I just wanna kill it. So when things get busy, I can slow it down to seize every moment. Get talking like a fella, I'm gonna tell you I'm a fella when I try seize every moment. We pull up with the fella, I go Emma Lilla when it's time to walk in the moment. Tell a fella, to when you gotta work in the moment. Hey, when God made you, he sees the day. Here we go, look. Yo, God, I feel your time is wasted. Hey, sometimes I feel my time I waste. Yo, like those times we all got wasted. I'm a 30 hope, but 30 times not wasted. Carpe Diem. Hey. Carpe Diem. 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 Time never stops, time never drops. Time is a prop, time is a cop. Like freeze, you better stop. Time in my hand should never ever drop. You talk and I'll go, I'll use it as a prop. Hit my way to success, singles like a mob. Season with season, the season I stop. Currency like a C-section, cut my way to the top. But Lord, I promise to seize the day when I feel that I won't seize the bait. Mudimu kyaho tepisa in every way to honor your time through every day. I'm not a mistake. Today I gotta push upon the play and try win the lotto today. Try win the lotto today. Hey, just so in my everyday I rise like the sun. Yeah. Carpe Diem. Here we go. Look, God, I feel your time is wasted. Hey, sometimes I feel my time I waste. Yo, like those times we all got wasted. I'm a 30 hope at 30 times now wasted. Carpe Diem. Okay. Amen. No, I really like you guys. You guys are so dope. You're so dope. Y'all are so dope. Oh my gosh. Like, oh man. Okay. So, guys, okay. So, I mean, time. So, you guys, okay, time, ne? Time. All right. Time is important. Okay. We need to be good stewards of it. Okay. Make sure that you make the use of it as much as you can. When there's an opportunity, guys, to disciple someone, when there's an opportunity to act as a disciple, when there's an opportunity to minister to someone and to tell someone that, you know, God actually loves you, use it. Use it. Okay? Even if it's within your space of of like gifts, okay? So if you're an athlete, if you are an artist, a drawer, if you like public speaking, if you actually like, you know, helping other people study, I know some of you guys may have study groups and all of that, that very same space that you share with people, that is a space that God has given you to be like, yo, go tell them how good I am, you know? Taste and see that the Lord is good. Mm. Somebody tell me. Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Okay. So because I rap and I do poetry, there are a lot of things that like conflict with the identity that you have as a child of God when you're rapping. So the culture of hip hop and poetry is all about, you know, the whole self and look, it's about me, bling, watch my wrist and what and all of that, you know. Whereas scripture says that we must die to self to gain, right? Right. That he that loses his life will find his life. Am I correct? Amen? Amen? Right. So like there are times where I write like stuff that just balances my faith and allows me just to realign my eyes and to fix my eyes on the cross and to fix my eyes on him. Okay. So this is just one of the stuff that I wrote. And then what I'm gonna do is that I'll hand over to Pastor Mark. We'll have a young Nyana, break Nyana, you know, and just reflect into our different stations. He'll explain. And then we'll continue with more performances or songs. Is that cool? Okay. So there are so many things that don't sit right. Like if you're not Jesus the Christ, then you're not sitting right. Is the throne too big for a man who cleared the sight of the blind? Because now we see how money looks better than Christ. We are our own gods. We call the shots. SAPS might as well hang up. We're taking all their jobs. Our anger's never wrong. We don't like the truth when it can be offensive. We don't like being wrong or wronged. But that's the thing, we're not perfect. Our imperfections make us perfect. We are worth it. A God that's perfect destroyed the seed of the serpent. He chilled in circles we don't like because they don't look perfect. The way he planned it revolve around the sun. Sometimes we turn away into the darkness, though the sun never changes its light. It's constant, so the sun is always given light. We're the ones turning away from it. So let's get back to the light, back to the cross, the intersection of his chest, arms, legs. Let us cross. Let us all meet at his heart for the lost, because are we acting if Holy Ghost is a prop for Pentecost? Do we even study the word? We're lukewarm if we're only talking degrees Celsius. Death could never box him out like Cassius. Death could never box him. There was no funeral service. That's why we speak the life of Jesus into injustice. Put on the armor of God. Don't only pump your fist. Be vigorous in your prayers against the sickness of the heart when it is just all about me. Let's admit the truth. We're all in hospital. Jesus needs to work in us, so let's be patient. The surgery is bloody. My brother, sister, it's possible that the pain that you once experienced will be ancient. The name of Jesus is an automatic peer. You say Jesus, you can hear things disappear. You say Jesus, you can see miracles appear. You say Jesus, victory is automatic here. Look, I said the name of Jesus is an automatic peer. How many of you guys know what's an automatic peer? You say Jesus, you can hear things disappear. You say Jesus, you can see miracles appear. You say Jesus, victory is automatic here. Thank you, Pastor Mark.
So you've got a couple minutes. Take a look at some of the weeks you might have missed, or just to review. You don't have to go in order from 1 to 8. You can jump in anywhere. You will see hot chocolate will be poured in that time. As you're stationing along, just go and grab something, reflect a bit, and then we'll be back with one more track from Zulus. Okay, go, chill, review, see what you can remember from the term. Cool, go. So put your hands together for the last performance of the morning. Zulus.
Okay, guys, so I see we're having muffins and hot chocolate communion. So he took the muffin and broke it and said, this is my caramel flavor, blueberry. Okay. So guys, thank you so much for having me. My name is Zulus. So I'm going to take a selfie with you guys. Can I please get your Instagram handles, Twitter handles, so I can tag all of you guys? Okay. I'm serious. I'm not one of those guys that lies. Okay. So the last track that I'm going to do It's called Dynasty. So look, as soon as you're done with your hot chocolate, we're just going to get into it. Okay, so I want you guys to say, so this is the name of the song, right? The chorus, rather. It says, Sovereign, He God. Okay, so we're breaking English. We're going to speak broken English right now. So say, Sovereign, He God. Right, and Dynasty, we got. Yes, so Sovereign, obviously God is sovereign. Dynasty is a line of kings that follow behind each other. You know, like this, what, like that. So that's who we are as a royal priesthood. Amen. Okay, right. 1 Timothy 2, verse 9, go and read it. Royal priesthood. So this is dynasty, okay? So we can just get straight into it. You guys can stand up as soon as you're done. We'll have a young music video with like hot chocolate and muffins. Yes, yeah, let's see the cops. Let's see the cops. Let's see the cops. Where the cops? Yo. Yeah, I'm serious. There we go. Let's see the cops. Cops. There we go. There's a cop. I've never cop. Where's my cop? Oh, man. Yo. Look. I ain't trying to be somebody trying to talk, act like everybody. Everybody wanna be somebody trying to prove that they own this body. I never really changed my body. 8 to 5 couldn't feed this body. Now I'm remembered by the feeling of the fame. It's something I can tame like a zoo with my name. But I forget that. Too much of myself on the track, no facts. I'm giving it back to the king on the throne, my first real fact. Now he giving it back, cause my dad and my mom needed and click. Never knew I could rap. Packed in his lordship, I'm your gift, mom. Wrap me up for you, pop. You I loved it, pop, cause this king made me kick in so gnaws. So I was born with this. Okay. Prepared on this. Okay, so where the cups? Where the cups? Everyone stand up. So I want you guys put the hot chocolate in there. I'm telling you, put the hot chocolate in there. Okay, there we go. We're toasting to the last service. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Hey, Sovereign, He got. Sovereign, He got. He got. Dynasty, we got. Dynasty, we got. We got. Sovereign, He got. Sovereign, He got. He got. Listen, it's the last service, guys. Last service. Make use of it. Okay, put your cup in the air. And be like, toast to the last service. Yo, toast. You can even toast with someone. Say, toast. Yo, dynasty we got, dynasty we got, we got. What holds me back of rough times when I think I'm staying here. But what gets me up is that convicting alarm wakes this bed. Cause my hibernation can't kill some time, but I ain't waiting here. So I start my car, drive to the land that's promised, here I go. Sweet chilling on a place I know. Working hard, please God, I know. But I'm not get on my no. Go by this, I got to go far, no. Get by that, I got a good draw, no. I got smile, I got to go. Be great at the thing I know. Rain, check out the pull out the fuck, go. Be great at your thing. Time is just lost when you're doing nothing. You got many friends, you got many fans, but who you connecting? A dynasty reigns when a line of people succeeds, have a reign. I guess I'm part of a bloodline divine, I'm great, I reign. Where your cups? I'm serious.
Everybody trying to be what everybody. They know.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, it's the last service. I'm recording. Yo! Yo, 1, 2, 3, go! Hey! Sovereign, He got! Sovereign, He got! He got! Dynasty, we got, dynasty, we got, Sovereign, He got, Sovereign, he got, dynasty, we got. Where's everybody? Where you guys? Come closer, Sovereign. Come closer. Guys, I'm telling you, I'm gonna tag everybody. Okay, come close. Everyone, go. Sovereign, He got. So look, we're gonna declare that God is sovereign. Okay, right, so we're gonna say Sovereign. He's sovereign. 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 Sovereign! 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 He's sovereign! 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 Then I want you guys to say, hey yo, this is Encounter Youth! Encounter Youth! Encounter, Encounter, 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 Encounter Youth! Okay, well done. Okay, good. Okay. Pastor Mark. Okay, Pastor Mark will say goodbye or hello. Father, Pastor Mark Senior. Thank you, guys. I'm Pastor Mark Junior, the darker shade. Yeah.
Thanks so much, Zealous. That was really, really awesome. Okay, so next term, We're going to do a little bit of brain science on Sunday mornings, okay? You may know that we don't really use our brain like we can and like we should. And we want to take our mental capacity, our ability to perform under pressure, to the next level. God has said so much in this about the word. Sports psychologists are teaching us about this. If you happen to have been at NAS on 4th on Saturday afternoons, we've been learning some of this stuff. So some of us are going to be ahead of you all. But it's going to be the most epic, epic series we've ever launched. So you can think in a way that can maximize your brain. Are you ready for that next term? It's going to be really, really awesome. Quick word of prayer before we head out into our break. Father, we want to thank you for what you've reminded us about today. You've challenged us about so much today, Lord God. Because you are sovereign, we can be rulers and we can reign. And there can be a dynasty, Lord. There can be legacy through us. So we want to thank you for what you've done for us. We pray your blessing on Zealous and his ministry going forward. We pray that you've planted seeds in our hearts today that are going to multiply, that are going to become strong oaks of righteousness. So we want to thank you for who you are. May this term coming be the most awesome term ever. In your name we pray. Amen.